WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The second of the new dual polarization products we're going to examine is correlation coefficient, also known as CC. Correlation coefficient is a product that measures how similarly the two radar pulses, both the vertical and the horizontal, are behaving. This product looks for how similar the returns are in each pulse. If returns look the same in each pulse, the correlation is high and the value of CC is high. If they are different, the CC is low. So how do we use this? Well, if you have a very high CC, confidence is high that whatever is occurring in that area is uniform. For example, if the return comes from an area of rain, it's probably all rain. If it's an area of snow, it's probably all snow. As CC decreases, that means the returns are likely to be a mixture. That mixture could be melting snow, rain, ice, or even hail. If CC gets very low, it means the targets vary substantially, so they are probably not weather-related. These are likely to be biological. CC can range from 0 to 1.05. For uniform precipitation, look for values of about 0.9 to 1.0, and these values apply for all precipitation types. As CC decreases and falls between about 0.75 and 0.95, there is probably some mixture of precipitation occurring. It could be melting snow, rain-coated hail, or large raindrops. For hail, values around 0.75 to 0.85 may be indicative of very large hail. This happens because large hail is usually more irregular in shape. In snow, values closer to 0.8 are usually more suggestive of large wet flakes. Dry snow will be closer to 1.0. If CC is less than 0.75, it's typically something that is non-weather related. This means it could be clutter, biological targets, chaff, or debris. As you've probably already guessed, CC helps in differentiating weather echoes from non-weather echoes. It can also provide information on locations where precipitation is transitioning from one form to another and in the identification of the melting layer. CC also works in identifying large hail and tornado debris. Now, next week, we're going to look at the third dual polarization product called specific differential phase, or KDP. And this product is a real doozy. Remember, you can send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.